This is KUT. Sometimes the news comes in themes. This week, local petitions have been on our mind. On Tuesday, a local group funded by Uber and Lyft submitted 23,000 petition signatures to the Austin City Clerk's office. If these signatures check out, the ride-hailing ordinance they wrote will go in front of City Council and then possibly up for a public vote. But as KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, there's another petition circling Austin, and it's a bit shrouded in mystery.
As District 5 resident Mike Blizzard retells it, Wednesday morning started off like any other. Then came a knock at the door.
A lot of people come through the neighborhood trying to get you to replace your windows, and I thought that's who it was. But instead, it was a canvasser with a petition to recall City Council member Ann Kitchen.
According to a photo Blizzard snapped of the petition, a PAC named Austin for All is paying for the campaign to recall or fire.
My name is Ann Kitchen, and I'm a council member from District 5.
Kitchen says she doesn't know much about the PAC, and frankly, neither do I. Austin for All has not filed anything with the Austin City Clerk's office, as state law requires of any political group that accepts more than $500 in contributions. It's not clear that the group has raised any money. Reached briefly on the phone, the person identified on the petition as the PAC's treasurer declined to comment, saying she was headed into a meeting. Subsequent emails and phone calls to her were not returned. So, how do we get to the bottom of this? Let's start with the petitioner. What did he say? Here's Blizzard again.
He gave me a quick pitch that included that she had received, quote, kickbacks from taxi companies, and that's why she wanted to get rid of Uber and Lyft.
Kitchen did receive $4,000 in campaign contributions from Lone Star Cab Company during her run for office. She says what she and the council have proposed for Uber and Lyft is simply the city trying to get them in line with regulations cab companies already operate under, including requirements for fingerprint background checks for drivers. But back to the mystery of this petition.
I've heard something about it. I don't know a whole lot about it.
Kitchen says some residents told her this recall petition showed up at their door alongside another one, the ride-hailing petition submitted to City Hall on Tuesday, paid for by Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft both denied involvement with the recall petition. What we do know is this. To trigger a recall election, the petition would require signatures from 10% of registered voters in Kitchen's district, District 5. That works out to be roughly 6,000 signatures. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.